Chapter 9. Jenna. Oh my god, Mom, no! You know what I think of auctioning women off for dates to raise money? My mother presses her lips together in the way she does when she wants me to know I've disappointed her. Jenna, darling, this is for a good cause. She checks her watch before glancing around the restaurant. And we only have 30 minutes until the auction, so please, we need you to hurry up and work this argument out of your system and agree to help us. My sister Kristen lifts her shoulders and pulls a defeated face.
If I have to do it, you should too.
I look between the two of them, barely sure I already know the outcome of this conversation, and wishing I was stronger against my mother's attempts to turn me into a real Blaze woman who offers her services willingly to a good cause that also benefits the family name. You two planned this, didn't you? You invited me to this lunch, telling me to dress up because you know I love to dress up and eat, when all along you wanted me in your auction. I point a finger at my sister. And don't play the victim. We both know you love these events as much as she does. My mother looks bored. Darling, you are aware we're raising money for animals, aren't you? I know this is a cause close to your heart. Damn her. She's got me there and she knows it. It's why she looks bored with the conversation already. She's just waiting for me to agree to something she knows is a given. Fine, I mutter, throwing them both a glare. But this might be the last time I ever attend any lunch you invite me to. Dinner too. In fact, don't ever invite me to eat with you again because I won't come. Kristen grins.
The kitties, thank you.
I smack her arm as Mom leaves us to share the news with her committee. I'm serious, Chris. I detest the idea of auctioning off women. I mean, why aren't Grayson and Oliver here being auctioned off too?
Ha! You know Mom would auction them off in a heartbeat if she could.
Exactly my point. Our brothers get out of it, but we don't. This is sexist bullshit. She waves me off.
It's some harmless fun to raise money for a worthwhile charity.
There's no point in me trying to argue with her. So I let it go and say, I'm not getting changed or doing anything to my hair or face. Whoever buys me will have to agree to fork over the cash with me looking like this. I managed to catch her full attention with that, and I want to high-five myself for putting that horrified expression on her face.
You're not being serious.
I am. She blinks slowly before dropping her gaze to my shirt, and then my skirt, and then my shoes.
Jenna, there's no way any man here today is going to pay for a date with you if you wear that outfit up on the stage.
I shrug. So it's me. I send all the thanks out into the universe that I chose to wear this outfit today. A pink tulle skirt that sits just above my knees, paired with a white t-shirt that says, "You want a perfect girl? Buy a Barbie." A black biker jacket and black and white chucks.
Dear God, are we even related?
I almost wore my Cox Rock tee, but I didn't think Mom would appreciate sitting across from me at lunch staring at it. As it turns out, she and I have hardly spent any time together. I could have worn it. I fluff my hair.
Oh, my hair looks good, though, don't you think?
With a shake of her head, she says,
You are too much.
I wish you were too. I also feel the are we even related question with Kristen. We really are polar opposites. The thing is, though, that she fits into our family far more than I do. Our oldest brother, Grayson, works with Dad in the family publishing business. Oliver, our other brother, works his ass off in his tech company. They both toe the family line. And Kristen socializes her little heart out, making her mother proud. She's engaged to Jonathan Swindle, soon to be married, another thing that makes Mom proud. Then there's little old me. Can't find a man to love her, who insists on building a styling business her parents disapprove of, and who doesn't do anything in any order that her parents would support. I'm the daughter they explain away as free-spirited and frivolous. I mean, I own those things and celebrate them, but I wish those things didn't put distance between us. Kristen leaves me, and I send a text to Shauna. Jenna, I'm being auctioned off for a date. Shauna.
Insert sarcasm. Ooh, this sounds like fun. End sarcasm.
Exactly. I wish you were here.
I don't. How did you get yourself into this?
My mother. You know I can't say no to her.
It's something we need to work on.
Can we start tonight?
Yes, Unless, of course, you're on that date tonight.
Nope. You know I don't play easy to get for any man, not even one who pays for me. Oh, God, that sounds disgusting.
So you're gonna make him wait?
Of course.
Atta girl.
Mom's approaching. Gotta go.
I'll pray you don't get some sugar daddy who slurps drinks and has big, slimy hands.
Jesus, make it stop. Jenna, Mom says, motioning for me to come with her. We need you at the back. She stops and frowns as she eyes my clothes. I think we might need you to change that outfit. I cross my arms, settling in for a fight. Me saying no starts now.
No.
You either auction me in this, or you don't auction me at all. And this isn't up for debate. My tone obviously says it all, because she looks at me wide-eyed like she's never seen me before. She doesn't say anything for a few moments. She simply stares at me in silence. Then, with another hand motion, she says, "If we must." I'm all cool composure as I follow her out of the hotel restaurant to the ballroom where the auction is being held. But on the inside, I'm doing cartwheels and fist pumps. It's kind of sad, though, that I'm a 29-year-old woman who can't say no to her mother easily. I hand out no's to everyone else, no problem. Just not my mother. Definitely something to work on. I admire the pink balloons and beautifully decorated room as we walk through it. I'm always a sucker for sparkle, and they've done a great job. The area behind the stage is busy with rich girls dressed to impress. They're primping and fussing like their lives depend on it. I have no doubt many of them have fully bought into the idea that they might find their future husband today, and while I don't discount that idea because it's been known to happen, I wish I couldn't taste the desperation in the room. I wish that finding a man to marry was something that happened by chance for these women, a blessing to cherish, rather than an endgame they pursued with relentless determination. I head over to where Kristen is fixing her makeup, paying no attention to the looks of disdain sent my way. I don't care what these women think of me. I never have. You look beautiful, I say, meeting her gaze in the mirror. Her features soften. Compliments always achieve that with her. But I really do mean it. My sister is one of the most beautiful women I know.
Thank you.
Glancing around at the 20 or so girls waiting to go out on the stage, I say, any idea the order this is going in? She nods slowly.
I hate to break it to you, but you're going last because of your outfit.
I expected that, but hoped I was wrong. I just want this over with. Still, I'll take it in return for not changing. Taking a seat, I wait my turn. It might just be the longest afternoon of my life. I count the girls as they go out. There's 22 here for this, including me. Not only will I be practicing my nose with my mother after this, I'll also be having words with her over the fact she didn't really need me in the auction. Not with the bid amounts I'm hearing come through. The highest bid so far has been 100,000, with the rest not far off that. By my calculations, they've raised almost 1.5 million by the time they get to me. Not bad for an afternoon of food, alcohol, and schmoozing.
And last, but certainly not least, we present Jenna Blaze.
The MC's voice filters out to where I'm waiting, and the woman manning the back of the stage motions madly for me to go out. I do as directed. And a moment later, I'm blinded by the spotlight on the stage. Oh, fuck, I mutter, holding my hand up to shield my eyes, forgetting they attached a microphone to my shirt. The MC coughs, and I realize my faux pas. Smiling out at the crowd, I say, "Sorry, but at least you guys all know what you'll get with me," I wink. "I look pretty, but there's some dirty underneath." My mother is going to kill me. Oh, well. I embrace this fact and make that death worthwhile, especially after the laughter I get to my first remark. Part of the auction involves the men being able to ask me some questions, and I field some boring ones to begin with. They soon loosen up, though, and we begin to have some fun.
"What's your dream date?"
one of the guys asks. "A backward date," I say with a sexy smile. It's time to have a little fun with them. First, a bath together with rose petals and candles, then some wild sex, followed by dessert, preferably chocolate, and then dinner.
"How do you deal with jealousy?"
another man calls out. Honestly, I don't give a man a reason to be jealous, and my ideal man wouldn't give me reason either.
What about football? Are you good with your man putting it first when a game's on?
I look out in the direction of where that question came from, but the lights keep me from being able to see much. I love football, so we're good. But if I'm in the mood to get a little frisky while the game's on, we're getting frisky. Laughter fills the room, and the MC steps in. By the sound of her flustered voice, she's dying a little over my answers. Thank you, Jenna. We'll open bidding now. Let's start with 10,000. I'm not sure whether to be offended at that amount or not. They open bidding for every other girl at 20,000. This is an auction for a date, Jenna. You hate these things, remember? Right. Yes. The bids for me, however, come in thick and fast and quickly move past the highest bid of the day. When I hear 300,000, my eyes go wide. Holy shit. Now I just feel uncomfortable.
310. 330. 400,000.
We're down to two guys bidding now. I can't see them, but I make out the two voices.
450. 460.
Good God. And then a third voice cuts in.
1,000,000.
And fuck me if I don't recognize that voice. Beckett Pierce. You have got to be kidding me. The room turns silent after that, and the gavel comes down. And I owe Beckett fucking Pierce a date.